From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Heavy rain is falling in parts of Pakistan. Officials say monsoon rains will continue for several days in areas already deluged. There's concern about the strength of dams along the Indus River, which is at exceptionally high levels, especially in Sikkur province. Flood victims there blocked a highway today, furious over the government's slow response to one of the worst natural disasters ever to strike Pakistan. The UN estimates a fifth of the country is flooded and that 20 million Pakistanis are affected. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon flew to Pakistan this weekend to renew calls for international help.
The people of Pakistan need food, emergency shelters, medicines, clean water. We are all deeply concerned about the spread of waterborne diseases.
Cholera has appeared in at least one Pakistani relief camp. President Obama travels to Wisconsin today. Chuck Quirnbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports the president will be talking about energy issues. He'll also raise money for Democratic candidates.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is running for governor and appears to be in a tight race with Republican contenders. Democrats are also trying to hold on to control of the Wisconsin legislature. So President Obama will be in Milwaukee raising money for his party's candidates. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee governmental affairs professor Mordecai Lee says the fundraising overshadows any concerns some Democrats may have about the president's poll numbers.
Politics is very pragmatic and really expedient. The only thing that campaigns want is to win.
The president will also speak to workers at a Milwaukee area company that builds energy storage units. Republicans say they plan a rally to criticize the president. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.
The controversy over a proposed Muslim community center near Ground Zero in New York has divided families of victims of September 11th attacks. Julie Walker reports some have responded to President Obama's endorsement of what he calls the right to build a place of worship in Lower Manhattan.
Family members of 9/11 victims have been divided over the building of a mosque near Ground Zero since the project first came to light back in December. Now President Obama's comments are igniting a whole new round of debates amongst two groups that have found themselves on opposite sides before. September 11th Families for Peaceful Tomorrows agrees with Mr. Obama. But in an open letter on its website, 9/11 Families for a Safe and Strong America says it's stunned by his remarks and that it's insensitive to build a mosque there. For NPR News, I'm Julie Walker in New York.
There's been a report of an airplane crash in Colombia. Reports say a jetliner with more than 100 people aboard went down as it tried to come in for a landing near a Caribbean island. There's a report of one death. This is NPR. Shrimpers can return to work off Louisiana today, but it's not clear how much demand there will be for their catch. One Louisiana shrimping official says demand is sharply lower. People may fear buying contaminated food contaminated by the oil spill. Louisiana and federal government officials say all seafood is being tested and is safe to eat. General Motors is expected to announce plans for an initial public offering of stock this week. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET has more.
GM officials are expected to file paperwork with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission outlining the details of the company's stock offering strategy. The IPO is part of the automaker's plans to repay American taxpayers. The U.S. government owns about 60% of GM because of its investment of nearly $50 billion last year to keep the company from collapsing. GM filed for federal bankruptcy protection in June 2009 and emerged just over a month later. The Detroit automaker posted second quarter earnings of $1.3 billion last week, just hours before Chairman and CEO Ed Whitaker announced that he's stepping down. He'll be replaced by GM board member Dan Ackerson. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
The U.S. and South Korea are conducting joint computerized military exercises. These will last for nearly 2 weeks. The U.S. says the operation is intended to improve both countries' ability to defend South Korea and respond to any potential provocation. North Korea isn't taking it well, saying this is in preparation for an attack and is threatening a massive counterblow. North Korea has issued many similar belligerent statements in the past. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.